Now, Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Who's departing tonight? Old Simeon, who's been promised he wouldn't depart this life until he saw the Christ, the anointed of our Lord. And we would do well to let our old man, the old man of sin, who always manages to rise up and mount quite an act in a short amount of time, to let the old man depart too with old man Simeon. But who's departing tonight? Why, Christmas is departing. Cardinal Newman, in a few lines of poetry, sums up our feelings. The angel lights of Christmas morn, which shot across the sky. Away they pass at Candlemas. They sparkle and they die. But we don't want Christmas to depart, to end. Bea was standing at the door on Sunday, and I happened to run into her. She told me she was just taking like one sort of a quasi-final look at the beauty of the church and the daylight and in Christmas. And in my prayers the other day, I was thinking to myself, oh, lovely little child, a prayer whose birth we're keeping, don't go, stay with us, must you depart so soon. But with its 40th day, our Christmas is complete. It is accomplished. And down tomorrow will come the lights, and away will be packed our many nativity scenes and our many, many little baby Jesus statues and the greenery and the rest of it. There's one thing, though, that you get to keep and that stays out, that little white candle you received from Father Cicada this evening, solemnly blessed by the bishop. It will have been burned in God's honor at Mass, and you keep it at home now as a precious sacramental, the little souvenir of this season of light. Christ's light come to be a light unto the Gentiles, that's us, and to be the glory of his people Israel. And you and I too, that's us, we have entered into that wonderful and blessed state. But we don't want Christmas to end. And actually, there's no reason why it should. I mean, all of its warmth and all of its love and all of its devotion of these 40 days past, we should still match it in the 40 days to come, which this year separate us from the solemn opening of the 40 days of Lent on its first Sunday. This year, by exception, there are 40 days until Lent starts. These 40 days could well be wasted and unaccounted for, but not if Simeon-like, and like old Anna too, we are on the watch here in the temple, not if we manage to keep our candles burning. Consider how, here in church, still in the temple, after everything is gone and taken down, how many candles remain for the altar and the sanctuary and for the saints and for their shrines? Let them light your way to make visits and to say prayers and to carry on your devotions for February to the Blessed Trinity, and very soon Our Lady of Lourdes with prayers for our sick. Then comes the sorrowful Mother Novena and her saints, the seven holy founders, St. Gabriel of the Mother of Sorrows. And about that time, the purple vestments will make their appearance, signaling it's time for some serious thought as we get ready for another Lent. But candles, they're always candles, except in the darkest of the tenebrae hours, and you can come up. Ernie used to like to do that, and it's a wonderful Catholic practice. Do all of you do that from time to time? make an offering and light a candle. There's a comfort in doing that and a strength in knowing that you have gone to carry about your business, but your prayer goes on, represented by the candle you've lit. Your candle in your hand tonight will burn down. It sparkles and it dies. And it burns to give its light by your own sacrifice and your own good example. You become truly the light of this world. But you have to light your candle by sacrifice. There has to be that sparkle which comes after you're willing to depart that old man to send him packing. But also, not only here at church, but also at home and on the inside, here in your heart, you can continue Christmas with your candle. You can continue the Christmas spirit, its sparkle, and also necessarily its sacrifice. Treasure the virtues of Christmas. Treasure any little lessons of the holy childhood the divine infant may have deigned to teach you these last weeks. And do what you can to make yours to be a holy family. And you will be lighting the way then for others too. Christmas is departing. But that should mean it goes down, down deep into our hearts to stay there, even as Bee was taking a picture with her eyes, and all of us have done the same, I'm sure, so that the memory stays here in the head, while in our heart, deep, goes the warmth of another Christmas, which is departing. We don't want Christmas to end, but we surely wish winter would. The old groundhog Senex, he probably didn't see his shadow this morning, and I doubt very much if he stirred. And Candlemas did not dawn clear and bright, so they say that winter won't be able this year to take another flight. But whether we are at only the fierce midpoint of a truly fierce winter, or finally we are witnessing its last fling, winter on the outside will surely end. But Christmas need not. As long as we keep our candle and kindle it with Christ's light, ask Our Lady of the Presentation to do that for you. Cardinal Newman sums up the spirit of a cold Candlemas night, after which we will put Christmas away. But this, in turn, lights the way to Calvary and Tenebrae's gradual loss of light until all is white and bright for the risen Christ at Easter. But first, Christmas would have to depart. The angel lights of Christmas morn, which shot across the sky, away they pass at Candlemas. They sparkle and they die. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.